Attention sleep practice is a simple consent-based plan for noticing whether self-touch, relational touch, warmth, pressure, affectionate connection, or physical space helps your body settle. It is sleep support, not sleep treatment. No form of touch guarantees that you will fall asleep. Begin by noticing your own responses without judgment. You might recognize that a hand over your chest helps you breathe more gently. Perhaps holding a pillow feels grounding. Maybe you enjoy a spouse's hand on your back. You may discover that you settle best with more personal space, especially when you are overheated, in pain, emotionally overwhelmed, or remembering an unsafe experience. There is no universal touch practice for every organic human. Your private plan can include 5 questions. First, what helps me feel physically settled? This might be warmth, a blanket, loose clothing, gentle self-massage, holding your own hands, cuddling, or having enough space to move freely. Second, what are my boundaries? Name any touch that feels uncomfortable, pressured, painful, overstimulating, or unsafe. A boundary is not a rejection of another person's worth. It is truthful information about what is caring in the present moment. Third, how will I communicate? You might say, I would enjoy holding hands, but I do not want sexual touch tonight. I would like affection and I am open to seeing where it naturally leads. My body is hurting, so I need more space. I am interested in intimacy. How are you feeling? Clear communication makes room for an honest yes, an honest no, or an honest not tonight. Fourth, what will I do when our needs differ? One person may want closeness while another needs space. One spouse may desire sexual intimacy while the other is exhausted, grieving, in pain, or not emotionally ready. A soothing team does not require identical needs. It requires mutual honor. Couples can explore alternatives such as holding hands, a brief embrace, a back rub, quiet conversation, separate blankets, different sleep positions, or temporary separate sleeping arrangements when necessary. Fifth, when might professional help be appropriate? Seek qualified care when touch brings intense distress, when sexual activity is persistently painful, when there are sudden changes in sexual functioning, or when coercion, abuse, trauma, serious relationship conflict, or medical concerns are present. A pastor, chaplain, or Christian life coach may listen, pray by permission, offer general encouragement, and help identify appropriate resources. They should not diagnose trauma, provide sex therapy, pressure reconciliation, or request intimate disclosures. Singles, widowed or divorced adults, travelers, people living alone, and spouses temporarily separated can also create a touch and sleep practice. Self-soothing may include holding a pillow, using a weighted covering when medically appropriate, applying lotion, gentle stretching, or placing a hand over the heart while praying. Some adults may include sensual or sexual self-care in their private lives. This course does not prescribe masturbation, genital touch, orgasm, or sexual frequency. Such matters should be approached through biblical conscience, self-control, appropriate privacy, freedom from pornography and exploitation, and respect for marriage commitments where applicable. As you complete your private touch, intimacy, and sleep map, remember, you are not trying to discover the perfect technique. You are learning to care for your embodied life with truth and grace. You may pray, Holy Spirit, help me listen to my body without becoming ruled by it. Give me wisdom to recognize comfort, boundaries, desire, pain, and the need for space. Teach me to ask without demanding, respond without shame, and care for myself and others with Christ-like love. Help me prepare for rest and release the outcome to you. Amen.